السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم، وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, the most beautiful, the most handsome, the mercy towards the whole of creation, the most beloved Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed wives, his blessed parents, and all of his blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday we spoke briefly about why we have been commanded to fast. We have been commanded to fast so that we attain taqwa, piety, so that we become people of piety, we become people of taqwa, so that we become pious. This is the command, and this is its reason. We have been granted a platform, an opportunity of a full month, such a blessed month, in which every moment, whether it be day or night, is classed as worship. The fasting during the day is worship. The iftar is worship. The performing of the Taraweeh Salah is worship. Even sleeping is worship. Sleeping with the intention of suhoor is worship. Eating at the time of suhoor is also worship. Every moment, day or night, is worship. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that Jannah is decorated and adorned from the beginning of the year to the end of the year in wait for the blessed month of Ramadan. And when the first day of the month of Ramadan arrives, a beautiful breeze blows from under the trees, from under the leaves towards the hoor. The hoor say to Allah Almighty, O Allah, from your creation make those our partners who will be coolness to our eyes, and for whom we will be coolness for their eyes. The doors to Jahannam shut, the doors to Jannah opened, the shayateen imprisoned, all of this so that we attain taqwa. How do we become people of taqwa? What is taqwa? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, taqwa is to be completely concerned, completely focused, and completely committed in obtaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Taqwa is to fear the displeasure of Allah Almighty. The pleasure of Allah Almighty lies in many things. For example, in the pleasure of the mother or the pleasure of the father. But my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, displeasure of the mother and father is nothing if it gains the displeasure of the most beautiful Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The pleasure of the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the pleasure of Allah Almighty. The displeasure of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the displeasure of Allah Almighty. Our great Imam, Ala Hazrat, Azimul Barkat, Mujaddid Deen o Millat, Hazrat Allama Shah Ahmad Raza Khan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, ke khuda ki raza chahate hain do alam, aur khuda chahata hai raza-e Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. It's not at all possible to obtain the pleasure of Allah Almighty by taking a shortcut and leaving out the way, the sunnah, the most perfect example of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. One who thinks, believes, or even preaches this is completely misguided and is misguiding others. Subhanallah, our Imam speaks again. He says, Zikre khuda jo unse juda chaho najdiyo, wallaha zikre haq nahi, kunji sakar ki hai. Be unke waaste ke khuda kuch ata kare, haasha galat galat, ye hawas be basar ki hai. Taqwa is the fear of the displeasure of Allah Almighty. And his most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because we love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than everything else. And Allah Almighty's pleasure lies in this. Therefore, the more hub we have for Allah Almighty and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more our hub for Allah Almighty and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increases. The more our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam increases, the more muhabba for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam increases in a person, the more his taqwa increases. The more a person becomes concerned about not displeasing Allah Almighty and his most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam in any and every aspect of their lives, his or her taqwa increases. The month of Ramadan comes for this reason. Every ibadah, whether it is salah, fasting, umrah, zakah, zikr, whatever one does, is a means of obtaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. But my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the vehicle, the means of obtaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty is in the complete love for the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Without this means, one will be at the very same place he started this journey. This month is for us to monitor, is my taqwa increasing or not? If it's increasing, alhamdulillah, we are on the right path, and we ask Allah Almighty to increase this taqwa to a point where our every single action throughout our entire life is only for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we worship Allah Almighty alone through the way we have been shown by the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Almighty sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah Almighty to shower us with his mercy. We plead in the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for his blessed shafa'a on the day of judgment. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that when the blessed month of Ramadan would arrive, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would release all the prisoners and he would give to everyone who asked for anything. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would release all the prisoners in this blessed month. Let us also plead in the blessed court of Sayyidina Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, we are also prisoners of illness, of disease, of calamities, of grief and pains. Ya Rasulullah, releases all, free us from this with one nazar-e karam, Ya Rasulullah. The companions would ask the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would give and give and give to all. To ask is the sunnah of the Sahaba-e Kiram, and to call this shirk and bid'ah is the DNA of the Diobandis, the Tablighis and the Wahhabis. Alhamdulillah, the Sunnis have always asked. They ask and will always ask. And with the atah of Allah Almighty, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has always given. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gives. And inshallah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam will always give us, inshallah. Mangenge, mangen jayenge, mu mangi paayenge, sarkar mein na la hai, na hajat agar ki hai. Allah Almighty, grant us all the tawfiq to become people of taqwa. Allah Almighty, shower us with His mercy throughout this month. Allah Almighty, grant us the shafa'ah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kyun raza? Aaj gali suni hai. Uth mere dhoom machane wale. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagul mubin.